News Radio KMAN, you're listening to In Focus. I'm Andrew Shores, and for the next half hour, I'm joined by Bud Cox and Christina Nolte, of course, from Manhattan Home Care and Hospice. And tomorrow is not only February 9th, but an important fundraising day for Manhattan Home Care and Hospice. So I'm not sure who wants to lead off first, but it's the second annual event, and it's an opportunity to, one, eat some delicious food, and two, help out the community, right?
Absolutely. We have been very fortunate to be selected by Bud and the folks over at Cox Brothers and Cox Cares to have this annual event, in which there's a special day tomorrow the 9th where you can come, and Bud will have all the details for you, and they all go to, all proceeds go to support home care and hospice.
Well, and it's a special kind of support, right? You're looking for employee training opportunities.
Yes, all the proceeds that we get donated from the Hearts and Barbecue Day go specifically to our Employee Education Fund. And this is a newly established fund, and it was established by the family of one of our hospice clients who so appreciated the care that their loved one was given that they wanted to make sure that they could give something back to the staff who gave so much to her. And so the fund is aimed at giving scholarships to current home care and hospice employees who are furthering their education in the healthcare field.
And Bud, what made you select Manhattan Home Care and Hospice as a partner?
Well, we just have a great spot in our heart for home care and hospice, just the work they do in general, and to be able to contribute to the employees' education is even that much more special. Ken Culbertson is a gentleman who really approached me. His wife Rhoda was at hospice, and like like Chris said, they were so impressed with the care that she got that they started this fund, and it was just a perfect fund for us to get into. We do four big fundraisers a year, and this is actually our first of the year. And so we're going to start it out right. We got a lot of neat things planned for tomorrow.
Well, and maybe as a businessman, what inspires you to get involved in the community on this level?
Well, just we have a thing that's evolved. We call it Cox Cares. And we, my brother and I, we come from a really fine family, really, and we've cared for people all our lives. Our father was a Presbyterian minister, so we kind of come from that background. And for us to be able to help the local people in Manhattan is just, it's fantastic. It's such a great feeling, and it just furthers our mission of dealing with really good food and helping people. So,
well, and good food for sure. How exactly are people going to be able to help out tomorrow? Because it's from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Where do people need to go if they want to participate?
Well, you need to come to Cox Brothers Barbecue. We are doing $2 pulled pork sliders all day and all evening. Those are really good little nuggets, and you need a half a dozen of them, and they're really great. And then the evening, we do our hog roast buffet, and that's a really cool deal. We smoke a hog from early in the morning till just right up at 6 o'clock. It's a beautiful piece of meat there, but we do a hog roast, and we have all the trimmings to go with it. We have our smokehouse beans, red skin potato salad, pineapple coleslaw, and then we do a apple cobbler for dessert, and that's $11.95. And know that a good portion of all the proceeds tomorrow goes to the home care and hospice fund, so that's always a good thing. And we do have live music tomorrow night with Michael Bolts from 6 to 8. So,
well, and I see that this is the second annual event. How much did you end up raising last year for home care and hospice?
Last year was actually a special year because it was the first year that we had done this, and we had another family. So Bud mentioned the Culbertson family, and we had another family who had just benefited from hospice care right prior to this first annual event, and they said, look, whatever you raise, we're going to match it $5,000. And so they were able actually to add on another $5,000 to what was raised for the day. So I believe all said and done, over 6,000, maybe even close to 7,000 was added to this scholarship fund just last year.
Well, and that's impressive because the cost of education obviously continues to rise, and your home care and hospice employees really busy. And how many employees has the scholarship helped so far?
Well, because this was newly established last year, and because of the first annual Hearts and Barbecue Day, we were able to give out our first scholarship last fall. The special thing about the first scholarship is we were able to give it to a certified home health aide who was enrolling in school to become a registered nurse, and she was actually one of the aides who was able to care for Rhoda Culbertson during her time at the hospice house. So it was a great way to start the scholarship fund, a very meaningful staff person to give it to, and the Culbertson family was very happy to be able to do that.
Well, that's a really special connection, really special connection. We're going to go ahead and get ready to take our first break. Phone lines are open here on KMAN, 785-537-1350. This morning, of course, we have Bud Cox from Cox Cares and Chris Nolte, a part of Manhattan Home Care and Hospice. It's 945 here at News Radio KMAN.